Welcome to our podcast, where we explore the latest innovations and ideas in technology and self-hosting. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of bookmark management, particularly focusing on a unique self-hostable app called Hoarder. So, have you ever found yourself lost in a sea of bookmarks, trying to keep track of all those interesting articles, tools, or even images you stumbled upon while scrolling through Twitter or Reddit? Well, if you've ever wished for a better way to manage all that digital clutter, you're in for a treat today. Hoarder is a self-hostable bookmark everything app designed for, let's say, the ultimate data hoarder. Imagine being able to save links, take simple notes, and store images and PDFs all in one place. Sounds refreshing, right? What's more, it has some neat features powered by AI. For instance, it automatically fetches link titles and descriptions, which is super handy when you want a quick reference without having to click through each link. Now let's talk about the AI tagging feature. You know how sometimes you save a link today and forget what it was about next week? With Hoarder's AI-based tagging, that won't happen as much. It helps you categorize and sort your bookmarks into lists. And the best part? Those tags are automatic, making your life just that little bit easier. But what if you're someone who loves to dive deep into their bookmarks? Well, Hoarder offers full-text search, meaning you can search within all your stored content, not just link titles. Isn't that a game changer? It really takes the hassle out of fishing through countless bookmarks. And we all know how frustrating link rot can be. That's when a once-useful link becomes a dead end. To combat this, Hoarder features full-page archival. Using a service called Monolith, you can preserve pages for future reference, which is pretty vital in our fast-paced digital world. Next, let's sprinkle in a bit of tech talk, because if you're like me, you might be curious about what makes Hoarder tick. It's built using Next.js for the web app, that's super popular these days, and it relies on Drizzle for database migrations. It even leverages OpenAI's technology to enhance its features. Now, the creator behind Hoarder, who's a systems engineer by day and a passionate web developer by night, started building this app out of personal necessity. After years of using Pocket-like applications, he wanted something better, something that allowed him not only to save links, but to fully engage with the content he was interested in right at home. We've talked a lot about why Hoarder stands out from the crowd of bookmarking tools. There are alternatives, of course, like Memos, which seems great but doesn't have all the bells and whistles, or MyMind, which is commercial and may not give you that self-hosting freedom. There are also polished bookmark managers like Raindrop, but spoiler alert, they're not self-hostable. It's fascinating to see how the creator has turned personal frustrations into a project that brings joy and utility to many. Before we wrap up, I can't help but wonder, how do you manage your digital content? Are you someone who clings on to the idea of self-hosting, or does convenience win out in your decision-making? As we move into this digital age, tools like Hoarder remind us that sometimes it's not just about saving links and notes, but about creating a personal space that fits our unique browsing habits. So that's a peek into what Hoarder has to offer. If you're eager to explore it yourself, you can access a demo online. Just remember, it's still under heavy development, so there might be a few bumps along the road. Thanks for tuning in today. We hope you found this discussion as engaging and inspiring as we did. Don't forget to check out Hoarder if you want a fresh take on managing your online finds. Until next time, keep exploring and bookmarking.